Welcome to Maseches Avos, a brand new Masechta. Thank you so much for being part of our journey. Maseches Avos is really, or Pirkei Avos, like people like to call it, is really very special Masechta with a lot of practical life information and a lot of guidance. And it's a wonderful opportunity to be starting it now because the custom is that between Pesach and Shavuos, people learn a perek, they learn a chapter of Pirkei Avos every single week on Shabbos. So there could not be a better or more timely time to start. I just want to give a brief introduction to this Masechta, to this tractate. So the Masechta is called Avos. Avos means fathers. And the commentaries all discuss why this Masechta is called Avos. It's really a compilation of many different ethics and behaviors and character traits and just life advice in general. So why is it called Avos? Why is it called fathers? So some of the commentaries explain that many things in this Masechta are like avos, they're key categories. We know that in Baba Kama and other places, the word avos doesn't just mean fathers. It also means like principles or key principles that many different things flow out of. So the word avos means principles or key principles. So these are key principles for human life. Others explain that the word avos here can be understood like the pasuk in the Torah, which says, "Vele ava," and Hashem did not want. The word ava, ava can also mean want. And avais, this Masechta is for people who want, people who seek, people who want to live their life on a higher spiritual level with higher standards of moral and ethical behavior. Those people make sure that they learn Pirkei Avos. And then finally, this Masechta kind of identifies in almost every Mishnah who was the fellow that said this idea or concept. And almost like, kind of like, what was the chain of transmission? So the word Avos could also be like patriarchs or forefathers. So that's another reason why this Masechta is called Maseches Avos. Another fascinating thing is that for some reason when Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi arranged the Mishnah, he put this in Seder Nezikin, the Book of Damages, which predominantly discusses damage, theft, responsibilities, litigation, judicial principles. Why would Pirkei Avos, the book about life and ethical behavior, be in Nezikin? And the obvious, elementary but yet profound answer at the same time is that if a person learns Pirkei Avos properly, more importantly, they live Pirkei Avos properly, then a large part of Nezikin, of damages, of people who are not careful with other people's property, of disagreements and conflict, those go away very quickly. So therefore, they put it in this Nezikin as if to say, focus on this, hone in on this. And a lot of the other things that I wrote in Seder Nezikin may not be so practical and may not necessarily be things that a person ultimately has to learn. The second part of the introduction is that the custom is that before one learns every parak and Pirkei Avos, they go back to this one little statement from the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Adaf Yud. The Gemara there says, "Kol Yisrael yesh lahem chelek la'olam haba." Every Jewish person has a portion in the world to come. Shenebra, because it says, a pasuk in Yeshaya, "Ve'amech kulam tzadikim," my nation are all righteous. La'olam yirshu aretz, for eternity they will inherit the land. Neitzer matoi masayadeh lehispar, a small shoot that was planted by my hands, something that I take great pride in. This, seemingly, this one line from the Gemara in Maseches Sanhedrin, Mishnah also in the end of Sanhedrin, is kind of like the introduction to every parak in Pirkei Avos. The idea, the concept that every Jewish person has a portion in the world to come. And many point out that the reason that this was as an introduction to Pirkei Avos really has two layers to it. Number one, often Pirkei Avos was taught in shul to people of little background, people who didn't have the benefit of a Jewish education. Chazal referred to them as amaratz, and people who were kind of ignorant in Torah. And we want to kind of empower them and say, understand something. You may not have a chance to learn so much. Maybe you're a very simple craftsman, and that's what you spend your life pursuing, and you come to daven, and you try to learn. And now you're going to hear about Pirkei Avos. Understand something. You too have a portion in the world to come. And Pirkei Avos is that place, that playing field, where you can kind of cull your portion in the world to come by acting appropriately, even in business, interpersonally, and your day-to-day experiences, that can make sure that your chelik in olam haba, portion in olam haba, is that much more robust and special. Others say because Pirkei Avos demands such a high standard of living, sometimes a person's like, if that's the standard of living, I'm never going to make it to the other side. I'm never going to make it to olam haba. So we say, no, kol Yisrael yesh lahem chelik olam haba. Every Jewish person, even if their level is not so high, even if they're struggling, they all have a portion in olam haba. wishing you a fantastic day, a wonderful rest of your week. I'm looking forward to Mitzvah Hashem, to Mishnah Aleph in Maseches Pirkei Avos.